I would say being in the orchestra is fun, especially if you're the first violin or concertmaster, because you get a lot of opportunities and stuff. Like, for example, sit in the front, help people tune, and just like be the leader for the whole orchestra. And sometimes it comes with fun experiences, like getting to play teacher in the face.
Welcome to A Little Joycast. I'm Teresa. This week's topic, the joy of playing music together. Usually I spend time with a child or two while they lead me through a fun experience. This time, I'm trying something different. Right now, I'm at CSU Spur observing a group of kids, ages 10 and older. They're participating in El Sistema Colorado's two-week-long music summer camp. I'm hoping to learn a little bit about how they find joy in exploring music. I'm chatting with 10-year-old Markaya during lunchtime.
Yeah, so I like being first violin. So the top four students that got the most like minutes playing, they get to like pie teacher. So I got 10 seconds, someone got 5, someone got 3, and someone got 1. And let me tell you, the whipped cream was like up to right here. We got him so good. It was fun.
She lights up when she talks about smashing a pie on her teacher's face. Their willingness to be silly delights her and makes her hard work practicing music that much sweeter. She's very proud of being a first chair violinist of an orchestra. I'm also able to peek at some of the classes held during the camp. In one class, a group of the younger kids are singing and learning music theory. When the teacher asks questions, the students are engaged and excited to answer. When they sing, they look at their sheet music intently. Sight reading, which pushes them to practice remembering what each note sounds like and how to hit that note with their voice, seems like a welcome challenge. In another class, this one with older kids, each student sits at their own keyboard. Kids are composing their own music while others try learning new songs on their phones. Some chat with each other, but others quietly play piano while keeping to themselves. They all seem so relaxed. There's no pressure to play something perfectly or play in a certain style. They're happy being able to explore music freely in whatever way they please. The teacher, Katrina Hedrick, is a program director at CSU Music Labs and an adjunct professor of music education.
My specialty is working as a community responsive educator. So how do we empower students to continue their musicianship after they leave here? And how can we provide a comprehensive music class? So how do we connect with music and share with each other as ambassadors? How do we practice together as a group? And then how do I help them, our students, continue on their own path? What do you want? What does your artistic collage look like? And how do I help you independently engage so you can continue to play after we leave together? Because everybody's artistry is like their identity. And it's fluid. So how do we allow ourselves to show up for ourselves in whatever way we need through music and allow that to move around as we develop ourselves?
She walks around the room offering suggestions and answering questions when they come up. I'm no stranger to music. Growing up, I played piano for 5 years and violin for 8. But as much as I love music, learning an instrument wasn't for me. Unlike the experience these kids have with music, playing music for me was often a solitary endeavor. There were some times I performed in quartets, but never in an orchestra. and I never played with kids I was particularly close to. But for these kids, music is a way for them to express themselves and a way to build community. I come back a week later, and it's the last day of summer camp. I'm told the kids have been spending the last 2 weeks preparing for an orchestra performance later in the day. I sit at a table with three boys and chat with them for a little bit.
The first time you held your instrument and tried it for the first time, what was that like?
Well, the first time, I hated it. My mom told me to play the violin. I was like, no, I don't want to. It was horrible for my six-year-old me. But now I'm just normal with it. I mean, yeah, don't give up. If you give up, you won't reach the opportunities you will have in the future.
The boys all echo a similar sentiment. They didn't really enjoy violin at first, or they preferred playing another instrument like guitar instead. But they do enjoy being able to play together, and they're proud of how hard they worked to improve. When lunchtime ends, the kids go into a brightly lit room with huge windows. They tune their instruments and get one last class in before their families start to arrive.
And down the scale, just like that, nice and slow. So I really want you thinking about your tone, the direction of your bow.
The educators circle the room, adjusting hand positions when needed. They're gentle and quiet. Sometimes the kids whisper to each other and crack jokes, but when it's time to play, they focus. After the class, the families begin to arrive and they fill the seats around me. It's time for the performance. There's something really beautiful about being able to see all the kids play together. It's a culmination of all the hard work they've put into practicing. The music rings throughout the room.
Bravo!
Before each piece, kids explain what the work means to them. They have written speeches, sometimes in Spanish and in English. Here's one of the stories they told.
Two lyrics from this song that connect with me, challenge what the future holds, and you gotta be good. 2 days before my 8th grade graduation, my English teacher approached me and asked, would you be willing to share your speech with the whole school? And I was like, oh. Hesitantly, I said, sure. Eventually, I started to envision how I would present my speech, practicing repeatedly and challenging my first and last visions. Overall, it showed how I was taking a big step from my comfort zone and proving I am more than just a normal 8th grader. If you're going through challenges right now, listen to these lyrics and be reminded and encouraged you can make it through.
Here's the students performing that song. Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado. But most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A special thank you to El Sistema Colorado for working with us on this episode.